Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. It is Monday. Today is the 5th of December. Hard to believe, 5th of December. Christmas is less than 3 weeks away, 20 days away to Christmas, and there is so much to talk about today. I say this almost every show. I open up saying I don't know how to fit it all in, and I'll say again, I don't know how to fit it all in, but here are some things that you just don't need to worry about. It's like when you come upon an accident on the highway, and two cars are crushed, and they're on fire, and heads are rolling on the ground, separated from the bodies, and the policeman waves you on and says, nothing to see here, just move on by. Don't worry about the heads rolling in the highway. No big deal, nothing to see. And you believe him, because you believe in authority, because you're a sheep. And these are the stories, again, today that remind me of that. Millennial deaths up another 36% in August, says Ed Dowd, and of course, it's no surprise to me, it's no shock. It's not a news story. Ed Dowd was on this very show about a week ago talking about this very thing. I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, but Ed Dowd was talking about this very topic that so many deaths are up so high, mortality rates so high, and millennial deaths, that's the one you don't expect. You know, it's one thing if I tell you old people are dropping dead in record numbers, but I'm telling you that young people are dropping dead in record numbers. 25 to 44-year-olds are dropping dead in record numbers. What's the big deal? Just move on. There's nothing to see here. Don't look at the heads rolling on the highway. Nothing to see the fact that, you know, 25-year-olds are dropping dead like there's no tomorrow. Nothing to see the fact that everyone's dying suddenly in their sleep. Why would you worry about that? Who'd worry? You know, even though I've told you about it for 2 years, I've warned you for two freaking years on this show that the vaccine is going to explode and it's going to kill a third of the American population and another third's probably going to wind up disabled for the rest of their lives. And I don't know who's going to be the military to protect us from China and Russia. And I don't know who's going to be the police to protect us from, you know, roaming gangs of murderers and thugs. I don't know who's going to be the firemen to put out the fires. I don't know who's going to be the nurses to take care of you when you're sick, because they're going to be sick even in a higher percentage than the population and dead in a higher percentage than the population. And I don't know who the doctors are going to be, because the doctor's going to be dead because they're all sheep who took the vaccine. But, you know, no big deal. Just like no big deal over the weekend, we found out, you know, from Elon Musk that Twitter was absolutely in the middle of rigging the 2020 election. And I'm sure that social media rigged the 2022 election as well. How do I know? Because I was suspended by Facebook the week of the election. Whoever heard of such a thing? You just happen to suspend Wayne Root, one of the top conservative influencers in America, the week of the election, 2022, just like you suspended Wayne Root the week of the election, Twitter did, 2020. Oh, there's no big deal here. Nothing to look at. Just move on by. New internal documents prove censorship of conservatives by Twitter. And they don't just prove that Twitter woke up and said, let's ban Wayne Root, let's ban James Woods, let's ban Project Veritas, let's ban the New York Post because they're reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop. That would all be bad enough. This is treason. This is what people should hang for. This is what people should get the electric chair for. This is what people should spend life in prison at Guantanamo for. It wasn't Twitter doing the banning. It was Twitter doing the banning after being ordered by the Biden administration and the FBI. There are people at the FBI, and there are people at the DOJ, and there are people at the Biden administration who should be in jail for the rest of their lives. This is treason. They stole an election, and, you know, it's no big deal. And then when Trump, this is the funniest part of all, Trump puts out a tweet, you know, again, he's not on Twitter, so it's not a tweet, but it's a post at his site, Truth Social, which is his version of Twitter, and I'm on there as well. And Trump puts out a tweet at Truth Social, and what does it say? It basically says, these people have ignored the Constitution, they've shredded the Constitution doesn't matter anymore, the election was stolen, now we know it, I was right all along, and we should have a new election. And liberals come out and say, Donald Trump just said rip up the Constitution. No, he didn't. What he said is that you ripped up the Constitution. This is all Saul Alinsky. It's gaslighting. It's whatever they did, blame it on us. They ripped up the Constitution. Trump called them on them ripping up the Constitution. And then the left goes, Donald Trump wants to rip up the Constitution. It's truly unbelievable. What you're seeing and hearing is unbelievable. The levels of censorship, the levels of suspensions, the levels of banning, the levels of gaslighting are truly off the charts. I was right when I wrote the column a year ago. This is 1938. This is 1938 Nazi Germany. And I purposely picked the year 1938 because I didn't want anyone saying I was comparing it to the murder of the Jews, my own people. I didn't want anyone saying, that there aren't 6 million dead people in America of one race, so how does Wayne Root compare it to Nazi Germany? I compared it to 1938 Nazi Germany, where no one had yet started murdering and hurting people up and gassing them to death. No one had done that. All they were doing was demonizing and banning and propaganda, and that's exactly what's gone on for 2 years of Joe Biden. It really is 1938 Nazi Germany. But keep in mind, all of that banning and all of that censorship and all of that, throwing your political enemies in prison, framing them, all that demonization, all that slander, and all the use of experimental vaccines, it all does sound like 1938 Nazi Germany. But all of that was a precursor in 1938 to what they were going to do in the early 1940s, which is send people to their deaths. And I got to tell you, I'm very worried about what's to come in the United States of America. We've let them get away with all this illness and sickness. They've rigged and stolen elections. And to this day, people are gaslighted. People are brainwashed. It's mass psychosis. You speak to even most higher level Republicans, not the base. The base knows that every election is being stolen. But the higher level Republicans, the candidates for office, the leaders, they'll tell you, oh, nothing's stolen. Oh, no, Republicans just had the wrong message. We are led by people that are either the dumbest people in the world or the most evil, backstabbing traitors in the world who are really Democrats disguised as Republicans. That's all I can tell you. Because any Republican who doesn't think that Carrie Lake had her election stolen in Arizona, and any Republican who doesn't believe that John Fetterman has election stolen in Pennsylvania, and any Nevada Republican who believes because we elected Joe Lombardo as governor and my friend Stavros Anthony as lieutenant governor, that means there was no rigging and stealing in Nevada and you can't talk about it, and you just laugh at someone like Wayne Ruder talks about it. Just because somebody wins and overcomes the rigging doesn't mean they weren't trying to rig every race, including the guy who won. It just means he overcame the rig. Donald Trump overcame the rig in 2016. You can overcome the rig, but the rig is there. They are stealing elections in 1,000 different ways. My belief now is, obviously all of you listening to me know that my number one belief is voter ID. That's how they steal elections. And number two belief is mail-in ballots and the drop boxes and the ballot harvesting. Number three is the illegal aliens are all voting in Nevada and states like it, Nevada, New Mexico. That's how they've turned Colorado. That's how they've turned so many states is with illegal aliens voting. California was totally turned by illegal aliens voting. But the real theft, the real serious theft, there's so many ways they steal elections. I believe it's the post office. I believe, again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. I believe the United States Postal Service is part of a giant scam to steal elections. And if they can figure out through an envelope whether you are Republican registered or whether you're Democrat registered, they throw the Republican envelopes out. In some states, you can tell. There's a tell. And if you can't tell, they just go to Republican districts where they assume most of the voters are Republican, and they throw them in the garbage pail. And in Democrat districts, they send all the mail on through. That's one way they're stealing elections. The second way they're stealing elections is they either stall or dump in the garbage Republican campaign literature. So either it gets thrown out or it arrives 2 weeks late and it doesn't do the job it's supposed to do, and Democrats get theirs out right on time. Another way I think they're stealing elections, the post office, is I believe they're backdating the mail-in ballots without voter ID. And then another way is whenever a check is sent in the mail, it's made out to, you know, a Republican congressperson or a Republican running for Congress. Well, that's easy to see. That's easy to see depending on what district you're in. Right? If you don't like April Becker and you're with the Post Office Union, if you don't like my friend Sam Peters and you're with the Postal Service Union, every single envelope that's addressed to Sam Peters' campaign or to April Becker's campaign, you assume there's a check in it, you just throw it in the garbage pail. You know? And then last but not least, you've got Google not even allowing the fundraising emails of Republican candidates and the RNC to go out. These are the ways they're stealing elections. It's massive. It's unbelievable. And then they're also stealing it because they con you. They've got the media, and they con you. As an example, oh, my God, Donald Trump. Donald Trump had dinner with a racist and a white supremacist and an anti-Semite and a Holocaust denier. But nobody said a word when Obama sat in the pew of Reverend Jeremiah Wright for 20 years while he said anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-white people. And the same thing with Warnock, Raphael Warnock, U.S. Senator, Georgia, the election's tomorrow. His former church repeatedly hosted anti-Semitic black supremacist professor, and they said absolutely nothing. And this is Leonard Jeffries, the uncle of the new head of the Democrat Congress, Hakeem Jeffries. His uncle, Leonard Jeffries, espoused black nationalist views popularized by Louis Farrakhan. And Warnock's church had him there all the time. A guy who hates white people, a guy who hates Jews, a guy who hates Republicans. And Warnock's a U.S. senator, and that's not a problem. There won't be one Democrat voter in the whole Georgia who cares. But we're supposed to all abandon Donald Trump tomorrow because he had dinner for 5 minutes with a stranger he didn't know was coming. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com, and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, the Roots on fire, Wade Allen Roots. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am Mr. Vitamin. As all of you know, vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my energy, my vitality, my perfect health for decades. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He was one of President Trump's health advisors in Trump's first term in office as President of the United States. Very impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C and D3 and zinc and quercetin, the big four for your immune system, all made in the USA. And if you don't like pills, they have liquid versions of many of these vitamins. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Group reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Right now, 15% discount just for my fans, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. It's all at globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. You got to do the slash war. You don't get the 15% off, or you don't get the free book, and you don't get the 100% one-year money-back guarantee. That's all three are only for the fans of Wayne Allen Root at globalhealing.com/WAR for Wayne Allen Root. So what was I talking about when we ended that segment? I was saying that I believe the U.S. Postal Service is stealing envelopes with checks in it. Here's a news story. Postal workers stole $20,000 in donation checks from GOP Congresswoman, one of the most important ones in America, Lee Stefanik of New York. A letter from the, and this is not her charging it, it's not me charging it, a letter from the United States Postal Service confirmed that hundreds of donor checks intended for Elise Stefanik were stolen, and the checks totaled over $20,000. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik says U.S. Postal Service workers have stolen hundreds of donor checks totaling $20,000. A letter from the USPCS to Stefanik's campaign confirms its mail was targeted for theft at a USPS shipping center. Fox News Digital exclusively obtained photos of the mail recovered by the USPCS, as well as a letter from Stefanik's campaign legal counsel to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy regarding the issues. The photos show several packages torn into from the top, as well as a ripped check that was not taken. She said that after they told the USPS what happened, they stopped taking their calls. So she can't get any answers. They failed to answer any of her questions. Despite the unprecedented nature of the crime, Stefanik says USPS, United States Postal Service, has dragged its feet in answering her questions. She's now demanding a ramp up of the investigation. I don't think you understand. This is the tip of the iceberg. They've been doing it for years. They do it to every Republican. It's exactly the way they play the game, and nobody does anything. And then when Wayne Root says elections are rigged and stolen, the people at the top of the GOP look at me like I have horns on my head and say, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. You know, I got the most incredible, incredible thing today. Meme. You know, I always forget what you call those things. Meme. I got a great meme via text today. It says, I identify as a conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you so. And I got another meme a few months ago that I love, too. It was a funny thing about being a conspiracy theorist. We don't have myocarditis. And so, you know, we're always right. Show me what liberals call a conspiracy theory. I will show you the truth every time. And they're spewing misinformation to try and convince you that the conspiracy theory that's true isn't true. Right? That's the story. So it's really amazing. So Donald Trump has dinner with a stranger. You know, Kanye brings a stranger along to dinner, and suddenly Trump's in trouble. And then a few days later, Kanye comes out and says he loves Nazis, and it's all Trump's fault. But meanwhile, Raphael Warnock had people preaching his church who hated Jews, who hated white people and hated America. Listen, that church is known for all those things. Raphael Warnock's church is like, what was Obama's buddy? Jeremiah Wright's church. It's like a Reverend Farrakhan's church. These people preach the hatred of Americans and America and American exceptionalism. They preach nothing but racism and hate speech. They hate white people. They hate Jews. They hate America. And they just keep getting elected, and it's no big deal to anyone on the Democrat side. But if a Republican has dinner with a guy who has a bad past, he didn't even know it, your life is supposed to be over? This is crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. And when we get back, I want to tell you about the midterms, because a consensus has emerged about immigration. When you look at the latest polls, almost everyone in America wants the border closed, wants the border sealed, wants the border secured, wants a border wall built, wants to keep illegals out. Biden lets all of them in, and yet you're telling me we didn't win big in the midterms, and that wasn't a rigged, stolen election. Right. Yeah, and I got a bridge to sell you in Las Vegas over the Atlantic Ocean. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. Democrats want to pass a spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the 2023 fiscal year. Many Republicans are opposed to this, including New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, who weighs in on the issue on Fox News.
There should not be a long-term spending bill here. A continuing resolution should be passed to fund the government into January so that the new Congress, myself included, can get in there and rein in this reckless, out-of-control spending.
In Monday Night Football action, the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers face off against the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
On a Friday show, and also on my weekend show, this is Wayne Allyn Root, by the way, raw and unfiltered, the root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network, as well as Lindell TV in hour number two, and on weekends, Real America's Voice. On my Friday Lindell show and my USA Radio show, on my Saturday RAV show, Real America's Voice show, I talked about all the people who have died suddenly. And one of them was a 21-year-old gal who's a TikTok star from Canada, from London, Ontario, Canada. Her name was Megha Thakur. And a Canadian university has now ended the vaccine mandate after two students, including this specific TikTok star, die unexpectedly. Two Canadian college students are dead, and the mainstream media are doing their best to deflect from the obvious causes of death. Western University, a.k.a. the University of Western Ontario, located in London, Ontario, the school first implemented a vaccine mandate for students living on campus in May 2021. The mandate was extended to all students and staff in August 2021. And hundreds of Western University students protested against the booster mandate in August. Five students filed a lawsuit in Ontario Superior Court in early September to block the booster mandate. And, of course, the judge dismissed the lawsuit. She ruled that Western University is expressly and broadly empowered to do things that they consider to be to the good of the university, consistent with public interest. The university extended the deadline for students to receive the booster shots. Spencer Cornelius, 20-year-old Western University student, dies unexpectedly. He was a management studies major at Western University, had a real estate license. Details are scant, but Mr. Cornelius passed away unexpectedly on October 18th. And then Megha Thakur, 21-year-old Western University student, TikTok influencer, dies suddenly and unexpectedly. Really, very incredible. Very incredible. Her parents posted an Instagram message on November 30th announcing Ms. Thakur suddenly and unexpectedly passed away on November 24th, and the university has now ended the vaccine mandate. If only we could convince American schools, public schools and universities, to end a vaccine mandate instead of extending it. It's truly amazing. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Goldgate Capital. Goldgate Capital, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? I keep telling you, call them, because no one else is ready to give you $15,000 in free silver. Goldgate Capital is the official gold and silver dealer of this show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, both on TV and radio. You could buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, Chris, Phil, okay, no luck getting the guest, huh? All right, no problem. Just midterms, 2022, I told you I'd talk about that. There's actually two things I want to talk about. One, the fact that polls are out now showing that a huge majority of America believes there should be walls and believe there should be, secure borders and believes we should you know, not let everybody into the country, yet you're trying to convince me they voted for the Democrats in the midterm and they defied history, because historically every president loses in this midterm very badly. And yet Biden held up better than any president in this century. And I'm telling you, it's because of rigged elections. The fact that Republicans won the House doesn't mean it wasn't rigged. It means so many Republican voters came out that they overcame the rig in many, many districts, but not all. That's all it means. But Biden did not defy history and do well. Anybody who thinks that is kidding themselves. The numbers are really overwhelmingly. And you know what's funny? Of all the states in America, you know what state is the most overwhelmingly against illegal immigration? Nevada. Right here, this state, this city, Las Vegas. Everyone understands how bad illegal immigration is. And this state, Republicans should have won every race. And we did win the governor, we did win lieutenant governor, but we lost pretty much everything else. Both legislatures remained completely dominated by Democrats. And we lost all the races that matter. U.S. Senate, Laxalt determined the whole U.S. Senate. And we lost, Attorney General. We lost for Secretary of State. We lost three huge congressional races that almost kept the House in Democrat hands. We lost everything that really mattered in the state other than the governor's race. And it isn't, we didn't win the governor's race because it's not rigged. We won it because we overcame the rig. And the Democrat governor, Sisolak, was so unpopular that Lombardo was able to beat him by enough votes that they couldn't find enough fake mail-in ballots over 5-6 days after the election counting to overcome his lead. They overcame Laxalt's lead, but they couldn't overcome his lead. They overcome Drew Johnson's lead for Las Vegas commission, county commission, Clark County Commission, which basically runs Las Vegas, and it's all Democrats. He would have been the first Republican elected since, I think, 2008. So it's almost 15 years since we elected a Republican. He had the lead on election day, or election night, I should say, and then little by little, they whittled away by counting fake mail-in ballots. I'm telling you, it's rigged. And the key is, do you have enough votes on election night that they can't find enough ballots to overcome the rig? That's, you know, to overcome your lead. And if they can't, then you win. And if they can, then they win. That's the rigging right there. But everybody in Nevada was against illegal immigration, and yet supposedly, they won most of the races in Nevada. I'm telling you, it's a lie. All right, we've got our guest. Larry Klayman is with us, chairman of Freedom Watch, freedomwatchusa.org, founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, author of It Takes a Revolution and It Takes a Counter-Revolution, former federal prosecutor and trial lawyer. Larry Klayman, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Good to hear from you, my good friend.
All right. So, after what happened in the last midterm election, I believe they stole it and rigged it just like they did in 2020. And the average person doesn't know about it. The average person doesn't care. The average Republican leader won't mention it, won't go there. They're afraid of being called conspiracy theorists. They're afraid of what the media will say about them. But it's clear to me they rigged the election again. We should have won 50 to 60 seats minimum. And we just barely took the House. And we, of course, lost the Senate. So and we're going to lose Herschel Walker, I guarantee you, tomorrow. So I believe it's
absolutely
all rigged. All rigged. What say you?
Well, I think you're probably right, but here's the big problem. The Republicans knew this was coming. So what was Ronna McDaniels, head of the RNC, doing all these years?
Yeah, she's an idiot.
Election?
We know that. She's an idiot.
She should be fired. I mean,
right.
I don't understand why I'm still getting emails from her.
Right, and McConnell and McCarthy.
They knew the Democrats were going to go out there in the mail again and commit these games. So shame on the Republicans. You know, they've become, Wayne, frankly, a worthless party. There is no opposition anymore, in my opinion.
No, but there's so many ways they're stealing elections. You know, like to me, my absolute favorite example, and I gave so many of them in the last segment, but I'll give you one now, Larry Klayman, that I never got to give in the last segment. We have now discovered that in Georgia, Raphael Warnock, the sitting U.S. senator, who's just a total extremist, a total communist, comes from a church where they love white black extremists, black supremacists who hate white people and hate Jews. And he's probably going to run away with victory tomorrow. And this guy is out fundraised Herschel Walker and the Republicans by a mile. He got $24 million. 350,000 individuals gave him $24 million. Every one of them said they were unemployed. Now, you know that's money laundering. It's a scam. It's either the FTX money from Ukraine, the crypto company that scammed the Democrat Party, gave them laundered money to beat Republicans in this midterm, or it's China's money, or it's the Mexican drug cartel's money. It's foreign influences stealing elections and sending it in small increments and saying we're unemployed so they don't have to report, you know, that they're not a real person with a real job. And nobody's doing anything about any of this, Larry. None of it.
No one does anything about anything, Wayne. And that's why, you know, you were at our Third Continental Congress a year and a half ago. Well, I think we need to declare independence and form a new government, not a new nation. This government does not work. I got a picture on my desk with Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to be Speaker of the House. He just went to dinner a week or so ago with Hunter Biden. Same dinner party.
Right.
The guy says he's not going to impeach Biden. We can't survive another 2 years with Biden in office.
Well, it wasn't. He didn't just go to dinner with Hunter Biden. He went with Schumer and Pelosi that same dinner. I mean, they're all good buddies in Washington. It's disgusting. It really is.
Oh yeah.
So let's get to the point. Why
Herschel Walker? I mean, this guy can't put a sentence together. I mean, he could have a candidate that might have a chance of winning, even if there wasn't fraud. But I'm sorry. You know, this is not the guy who's likely to. It'll be a landslide tomorrow. Believe me, you're right.
Yeah, sad. It's sad. I'm not debating you. He's certainly not a great speaker. We all understand that. But, you know, when Democrats have a candidate who's not a great speaker, like John Fetterman, who's clearly brain damaged, they elect him anyway because the system is rigged. We can't get away with it. They can. So, and by the way, Herschel Walker, as inarticulate as he is, he's an ex-jock. He's a football player. He's a celebrity. He's not a brain surgeon. He didn't go to Harvard Law School. But as bad as he is as a speaker, he's not even close to brain damage Fetterman. It's a different world. You know, he's far more literate than Fetterman is, and yet Fetterman is now the superstar of the Democrat Party. There's liberals on MSNBC suggesting he should be the presidential candidate soon. This is a joke. It really is. Hey, Larry, here's the issue. You showed up so late that our segment's over, but I'm going to keep you for another segment. So just sit where you are. Don't go anywhere. We've got an ad break, and we'll get to the topic of January 6th and the protesters you're representing when we get back. More with Larry Klayman, his lawsuit representing January 6th protesters, says that terrorists at Guantanamo are being treated better than any of the peaceful Republican conservative protesters who've never done anything wrong in their lives, rotting away in D.C. jails as we speak. So we'll hear about their travails when we get back. More with Larry Klayman, chairman of Freedom Watch, freedomwatchusa.org. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. Root for America is my command center, rootforamerica.com. Brand new website, by the way, all redone. Think you'll really like it, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. President Trump said we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the only radio host to support President Trump's MSA and Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis doesn't support Trump's MSA and Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st, 2023. And many save thousands more because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. Pray Herschel Walker, Joel Osteen, and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com.
NevadaWharf.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, Engineered Tax Services, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you own a small or medium-sized business, you certainly cannot possibly like paying more to Uncle Sam than you owe, right? What if you could save a ton of money, legally reduce your taxes? My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. ETS helps regular businesses like yours, small businesses, by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades, and their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours, mom-and-pop businesses, billions of dollars, billions, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today, ETS, to get a free, no-cost analysis. Just tell them Wainwright sent you. If you own a business, you would be a fool not to call this number and see, with a free, no-cost analysis, what they can do for you. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. All right, we've got Larry Klayman with us, chairman and founder of Freedom Watch. His website, freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. He is an attorney, a former federal prosecutor and trial lawyer. He's got a lawsuit now, and he's representing the January 6th protesters. And he says that terrorists on Guantanamo are treated better than the Patriots from the January 6th protests. Larry Klayman, welcome back to the show. Please explain.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne. You're absolutely right. Actually, we have two lawsuits. We have a class action in California. It's up at the Ninth Circuit. And we have one in the Northern District of Florida, which is down in the Panhandle. And they're proceeding ahead. We've sued Attorney General Merrick Garland, the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, and the FBI agents that were involved. This is class action for everybody, but you're absolutely right. The January 6th protesters have been persecuted. They basically are not only denied bail, and they're being tried in the most corrupt court in this country, which I've practiced in front of for many years, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. You know, it's right in the swamp. These judges make them literally get down on their knees and confess wrongdoing when they feel that they've done nothing wrong, deny them bail, and give them prison sentences even when they've been peaceful. So it's a cabal, and it's both Democrat and Republican appointees. They're all the same, frankly. And as I write about in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, that court in particular. And it is an outrage. The FBI, my once proud alma mater, has been turned into a Gestapo, along with its FBI. And they're terrorizing the countryside to keep people quiet. They don't want any criticism. The left wants to take total control, which it already has. And they're solidifying it by using the Justice Department as a Gestapo with judges on the court, which is rubber stamp what the Gestapo wants.
So let me ask an obvious question, Larry. How are you ever going to get these people off or out when they're being held by this corrupt system with corrupt judges in a corrupt city, Washington, D.C., in a corrupt country run by, you know, Merrick Garland? How do you ever get, where's the hope to get these people out?
Well, we always hope we'll find that judge that'll have the courage to let the case to go forward. It's very tough, Wayne, for sure. And the American people are reaching a crossroads. I mean, we're making a point. We are trying these judges for violating their oath of office. We're trying them criminally. We have the right to do that as American citizens. We have a right to indict them. Justice Scalia in 1994 said the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government. We have the right to try them, to convict them, and to have them sentenced by a citizen's judge or jury. We're trying everything we can to avoid a violent revolution, Wayne, but we may be headed in that direction. I don't advocate that. I'm trying to head it off, and so are you.
Yeah, I say the same thing.
It's beyond the pale right now. It's beyond the pale. I think things are going to explode, particularly, as we said in the first segment, with a Republican Party that's been neutered, which frankly has no power. So there's no opposition here for what Biden and Harris are doing to the American people using their Justice Department, which they've turned into a modern-day Gestapo.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at this list of things that they say and you say are being done to them, it's hard to even believe, but I assume this is all the truth. They're begging for help, the detainees. No bail. They're in prison 25 and a half hours at a time in solitary confinement, begging for help through a 4-inch by 10-inch window of cold metal doors. No visits from family, friends, lawyers, or clergy. Broken toilets that won't flush or explode on them. Laundry returned with brown stains and urine on it. Stuck in the cell for 9 days without a shower. Guards beat them severely, harass them, insult them, and even sexually assault them. And some of them are losing their eyesight, their hair, and getting scurvy because they're fed the most horrible food on earth with no nutrition. Well, how could this be America, Larry?
It's not America anymore. When you see these protesters, and they call me, you know, from time to time, I talk to them because they see what I'm doing. We're the only one that's doing it. We need support. Go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute with tax-deductible contributions. It's expensive. But when I talk to them, it's unbelievable. They've done nothing wrong. These are the ones that haven't been tried yet and thrown in prison, because you can't call, really, basically, if you're in prison and have an effective conversation without being eavesdropped. But they were 99% peaceful. They've been getting sentences, some of them 3.5 years, because they tweeted that this was a happy day in their life, that they were able to come to the support of President Trump or the American people. And it wasn't just about Trump. It was seeing decades of corruption, and the people saw what happened with Trump, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. It wasn't insurrection. It was an uprising.
Hey, Larry, I got to interrupt because we got to go. We're up against the actual hard news break. Larry Klayman, if you want to make a donation to help finance the legal fees to support and defend all these prisoners and their lawsuits, go to freedomwatchusa.org. Freedomwatchusa.org. Larry Klayman, thank you for all you do. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.